He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in 100% color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 546. Definitely an interesting show for you today with an interesting gadget. We're going to take a look at a solar camera, a very interesting device for sure. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I love hearing from everybody, and I will definitely answer everybody's email. All right, let's take a look at what we have today. It's an unusual gadget, to say the least. It is made by a company called Cool Geek. And if you go on to their website on Cool Geek, you will notice that nowhere, and I do mean nowhere, on this page will you find the camera. So if you go to Smart Home, you have all kinds of things that they make, and they make great products. So we're going to go down to View All Products, because we do want to view all the products. And oddly enough, if you look on their website, you see they're a KLWP2 plug. By the way, these all work nice. The one plug, the light, all kinds of insane stuff that they have. They even have one of these weird curly bird lights, if you will. But nowhere to be found on their website, including when I do a search for it. And this is called, let's just call it solar camera. Solar camera. That's a broad enough search. And when we hit return, sorry, we have no item. So you're not going to find this on their website. So why am I reviewing it? You're going to see. However, if you go to Amazon.com, and Google it there under Cool Geek, it will not appear under Cool Geek. It will just appear. You will see a picture of it, and it's still for sale. And here it is. It's $62. Overnight shipping, 40% discounted. So this actually now comes up, as I can read it here, as Quinn, I think it's Rowett. I can't make the, Quinn Rowett, that's what it comes up under. Apparently what's happened is they've discontinued this particular product, as far as I could tell, from Cool Geek, and this other company either purchased the stock or is now repping it. I'm not sure. I had this camera for about 7 months sitting in the Gadget Professor's warehouse, so I decided it's time to hook this up. I needed yet another outdoor camera, and I thought this would be great because living in Arizona, of course, we have tons and tons of sun. It's always bright and cheery out here, and I am tired of replacing batteries on cameras. As you know, I've tried probably over 100 different types of cameras over the years. It's boiled down to me to two cameras that I like. I do like the Arlo system, and I'll tell you why in a second. And I do like the Blink. The Blink products in general last forever. I also like the Wyze cameras, W-Y-Z-E. I'm very hot on those. Those have good battery life. Unfortunately, the Arlo cameras, I would not even recommend them unless you're going to provide either solar power or some type of power cord to the cameras, because they don't last at all. So why use them? I like the Arlos only because I can go on any website and go on their website and dial in and see all the cameras. I like that a lot, rather than being just forced, if you will, through an app to go on a cell phone, you know, whether it's an Android or an iOS. With Blink, you can't do that. And also with the Wyze, you can't do that. There is no central server website. You must use your phone app, which is okay. Now I come up with this new camera. Why do I like it? Well, I like it for a variety of reasons, and it does one thing that's bizarre. We'll take a look at that. So this is, let's just call it, the solar battery powered security camera. This is wireless. Here is the name of the company, Quinroit, I guess it's going to be called. It is definitely 1080p Wi-Fi. Cameras for home security, spotlight, color, night vision, PIR motion. Means if someone walks in front of it, you can set that to alert you. And by the way, that works quite well. Quite responsive, quite accurate. And two-way audio, and of course, it's IP66, not 65. IP66 waterproof, which is something that we want. And we're going to see after a year's time how this holds up under 123 degree heat in Arizona, IA. Let's take a look at the specs. It's equipped with a powerful 14,400 milliamp rechargeable battery, and that's built right inside of it. I haven't even seen the battery, so that's a beefy, good battery. It also has three solar panels, which I love. This has a lot going for it. It's a wireless security camera. It can be powered with the sun, and that's what I do. If there's no sun, that big beefy battery, 14,000 plus milliamps, will power this for quite some time. So it doesn't matter what the weather is. It only supports 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi, which is fine for me. That doesn't bother me at all. And you want to charge this before you put it out, just to make sure the battery's fully juiced, if you will. It has 1080p HP video and color night vision. Again, it's quite good. It's very good. The battery-powered security camera provides enough excellent night vision for up to 32 feet with four infrared LEDs. Now, I'll show you these LEDs. They are really bright. Not bright, really bright. They do a superb job. I'll tell you, this camera has an awful lot going for it. And when you look at the price of $62, it's going to be tough to beat. And we'll take a further look at this as we go through the specs. With bright LED spotlights, you can enjoy color night vision, even in the pitch dark night. It's 120 wide angle degree spread, which is fantastic. I love that. It has advanced PIR motion detector with real-time alerts. And this is one of the few cameras that says it's PIR with real-time alerts. And guess what? It's real-time. My cell phone alerts me. I push the button and boom, I could see who's there or what's going on. Other cameras delay. By the time I get the notice that something's going on and I go on to that site through the phone, it's gone. So this camera is extremely responsive, shockingly responsive. I can't believe how good it actually is. You could adjust the PIR sensitivity so that if someone walks through it or a fly comes by, boom, it comes on. Or if you don't want it that sensitive, there are controls with the free app that will allow you to adjust that sensitivity, and that's important. So all that works good. Another thing that's nice is it's going to send your phone once it's detected that, and you're going to avoid false alarms, as I said, by skewing that control to less or more sensitive. That's up to you. It gives you a phenomenal view, wide angle view, so you can kind of hide it if you want. You can put it up high, you can put it down low. All that's good. As I mentioned, it's IP66 waterproof, which is better than 65. The security is rated. It can work in well outdoors and harsh weather environments, either in rain or snow, any time of the day, of course. This is important to me. It's good to -4 degrees Fahrenheit. If I was in Boston, that would be very important. But because I'm in Arizona, it's going to be good to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. I want to see it because it definitely, for a long period of time, gets up to 120, 123 for several days at a time. And it's just not once in a while. That happens frequently in Arizona. It also has, which is nice, two-way audio so that you can hear and both speak to whoever is in the vicinity of the particular camera. So that's the overview. Again, wire-free solar spotlight battery is included with this. It has three 5 dBi enhanced Wi-Fi antennas. That is critical. I can't tell you how handy that comes in. And what that means is the Wi-Fi on this is extra beefy. So if you don't have a real strong signal, this will suck it in, and it works well, and I have not lost connectivity in 3 weeks now. That is unbelievable. So again, it's a very good camera for the price. Let's see what this keeps popping up. It tells us that we're getting it at the best price at $62. Two-way communication, we talked about that, the motion, the night sensors, okay. Here's another thing that's nice. It has a TF car storage plus cloud storage. Safe and efficient way to check, and you also can share the camera view with any members of the family that you so desire. So you have the ability to put in a card, which I do have in there, a small SD card, and you also have the ability to use the cloud. And the average time to install it is 10 minutes. That is correct. So yada, 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 you do have a free QR code that comes with the box. All QR codes are free. You scan this in and it's going to load the app. Does not matter whether you're on the Android operating system or the iOS, which is what I use. So blah, blah, blah. So let's take a look at the camera in person and I'll show you the features. All right, folks. So here we go. Here's the box that it comes in. As you can see, it looks like a big puppy. And when you see this camera, it is a big puppy. Not much in the box except an instruction booklet. How to use it, how to set it up, and the camera. Nothing else is in, but nothing else is required. So let's take a peek at the camera. All right, folks, here is the camera. And as you can see, it is one big mama. No question about that. There's so many features on this camera, I don't know where to begin, but let's begin at the beginning. Right here is the lens, and you can see right here on the side, you have the four LED lights. The camera, of course, is right in the middle. Your motion sensor is right here. So that's pretty straightforward. There is no hood on the camera, which I think there should be because it gets a little glary. A hood or something that you fabricate over that will work nice. Now, here's the amazing thing. Look at these solar panels. One, two, three. That is some serious coverage. These can be angled pretty much at any angle you want. You don't have to have them all out. Of course, I want them all out because I want to get the full charge, if you will, for the battery. So three huge, huge. These are the biggest panels I've seen on any remote camera ever. Three huge panels to supply continuous solar power. On the bottom here, I'll flip these down, but on the bottom here, this is where the speaker is, so you can do the two-way talk. And inside this compartment right here is that Big Mama 14,400 milliamp battery. So that's all good. I've never unscrewed this. I don't have to. Up on top, as I mentioned, here's your two QR codes. You just scan whether it's an Android or an iOS system that you're working on, and it will immediately bring you to the place where you're going to download the software. So all that is nice, nice. Now, the thing that really blows my brains out are these three just mammoth size antennas. And these three antennas can be adjusted pretty much to any angle that you want. And I'll tell you, this is very powerful, and this is what makes this camera so good to me, is that it just sucks in the signal. You're never going to find three antennas, never mind two, and you will have typically one, but it's about half the length of this. So these are quite large. There's no question about it, but boy, are they ever functional, and boy, do they work. They work real well. You're going to see a wire here. That's if you want it to supply power. Again, in Arizona, I don't need this wire at all, so it just hangs there. There's a little cap here. I'm just going to close that to keep water out of there. You can tape it to the camera. That's what I would recommend. Also, there's a large mount that slides into the camera. You don't need this, but if you want to mount the camera, there's your four screws right here that will mount it. And this, of course, will move left to right and up and down. Once this is on, once you put this large mount on, it's not coming off. That I can tell you. And there's also a screw here, an Allen screw that will allow you to adjust the movability of this to tighten it down or not. So that's the camera. That's what it looks like. And basically, you just go outside and either mount this or just put it on a wall, and that's all you have to do. Make sure that it's facing the sun. Again, I recommend keeping all these solar panels out. If you need to angle it down to get the sun at a particular time of the day, that's good too. But it really does a nice job. And as I mentioned before, these lights here, they're blinding. That's how bright they are. Let's take a look at the app. And what you have right now is the iPhone that we're using. And if we go down here, it's called UBox, U-B-O-X. And there it is. That's live. And a couple things here. I don't know if you can see it, but I'm going to change that from standard def to high def. Okay, and now I'm going to click the expand, and we'll turn this, I believe, sideways. Well, the monitor won't go sideways, but that gives you a feel for what's going on. Now, this is live, and it's in the middle of the night. So you can see that those LEDs, but in any event, here you can see what the night view looks like here. So there you see that the app is pretty flexible. It works. The app is free, called UBox. You can turn the light on the camera if you so desire, or off. Quite frankly, it's kind of a motion detector. So as you walk by the camera, those lights actually go on, and it's real bright. So it kind of serves two purposes. One, it's the camera, obviously, and two, it's like a night light, a night beam. You've seen the solar lights that go on when you walk in front of it. Well, this camera does the same thing, and it's actually brighter than one of those beams. So all in all, it's pretty good software, and I do recommend the camera. It's a little kludgy when you first hook it up, but after you run through its paces, everything becomes crystal clear. And for the price, it's tough to beat. So we'll see how it withstands the Arizona winter and, of course, the 123-degree scaling, scalding hot summer. Let's get into some apps of the day. All right, our first app, it's not really an app. Well, it is an app. It's called Speccy. This is a tremendous asset to have loaded on your laptop or your PC. I have a multiple PCs around this place, laptops, some are 8, 9, 10. I have one that's 12 years old. I still use it. You want to know what the specs are, what the operating system is. You have an i5, an i3, an i7, how much RAM, what kind of drivers you have in there, what kind of graphics board. If you load this on, it's called Speccy, to your machine, it's totally free. It will tell you every single thing that you ever wanted to know about your computer, and I mean everything. If you decide to print it out, which you can, you will end up with about 60, 70 sheets of paper telling you every single thing that was loaded on the machine, all the software updates, what you've loaded on for software, what you've taken off for software. It tells you everything there is to know about your system, and it's very handy to have, because many times I forget how much RAM I had, or what kind of hardware was in it. Can I add more RAM? Can I add another hard drive? This will tell you exactly what you need to know. It's called Speccy, and it's really primarily for the PC or a laptop or any Windows operating system. Really, really nice. You will be extremely happy with it. They do have pro models and all kinds of other stuff, driver updaters. You don't really need that unless you want it, but the basic free module of Speccy is what you want, and it does a great job. All right. Our next app is called Dolby On. I received an email, and by the way, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and of course, I'm going to answer all the email, but someone emailed me and said, what should I use to record some meetings? And I also sometimes, not often, have a need to transcribe what I've recorded, and I really don't do transcriptions. Can you help? Yeah. There's two apps that I would use to get crystal clear, really nice audio and video recorded onto your smartphone. And I know you're using an iPhone. Use Dolby On. It's free. It's going to give you high quality professional sound. It has all kinds of things, equalization. It has built-in compression, noise reduction. all kinds of easy things that will automatically just click on for you. It's very clear, crystal clear, and it's excellent for doing just what you want. It gets 4.8 stars out of 5, so I recommend for one of them anyway using Dolby On. Another one that I like a lot is called Otter. This also gets 4.8 stars out of 5. This is really nice in those situations where you know you're going to be transcribing some of the audio notes that you've taken. This does not do video. It's primarily audio. Does a wonderful job, and you're able to transcribe directly from this software. I do believe they charge maybe $1.25 a page or something like that. You'll have to check. I just don't remember, but I have used Otter, and it works real well, so no problems with that. Either one of those programs will do well. The other thing, without getting crazy, is any audio recording that you had, if you load a text to speech program, and there's tons of them out there, a lot of them are free, that will do the transcription fairly accurately for you, so you don't have to pay anything. So if you need help with the transcribing programs, text to speech, let me know, and we'll show you some of those too. Okay. A lot of people are using YouTube and have a YouTube channel. I know a lot of teenagers are big into this, and that's great. One of the pieces of software that I would recommend to use, again, available on both platforms, is YouTube Studio. YouTube Studio will allow you to do lots of maintenance types of things that you need to do and things that you need to be aware about, like analytics. The official YouTube Studio app makes it faster and easier to manage YouTube channels on the go. You can check your latest stats, respond to comments, which is very handy, create and update your video thumbnails, and do all other types of accounting. Totally free. There are no add-ins to buy. So if you're looking for a basic app to do those types of functions, you're not going to find anything better than this. If you do, let me know. But YouTube Studio is what I will use. All right, this next app is just a great app. It's called Skillshare, and they have a bazillion different classes on all types of hobbies, and it's far-reaching. The thing that I like about it is there are thousands of courses on this app that are free, and it will allow you to check out things that you're interested in. If you're curious about people, on topics like drawing, watercolor, calligraphy, photography, graphic design, illustration, hand lettering, icon design, all kinds of things, even how to use software. This is a very nice app. You can subscribe to it if you like. Excuse me, you do get, I think it's a 30-day free trial. So check this out. And also, you know, the ones that are free. This will tell you where to go. Nice app, fun, excellent for the youth of today. Keep them out of trouble. Yeah, this next app I kind of get a kick out of. It's called A Soft Murmur, and it's a website. So what do you do with it? Well, it's going to allow you to listen to various sounds to relax you or get you in the mood to work. And it's very simple to operate. If you want rain, you just turn on the rain button there. If you want birds, you can put on the birds, and so on and so forth. So very interesting site. Check it out. Maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't, but it's free. And if you don't like the sounds that you have, you can just scroll down here and get more sounds, so on and so forth. But nice app. All right. Another website that I like a lot, a real lot, is a site called How Stuff Works. And this site really will answer the question, how do things work quickly and through illustrations, which is wonderful. If you look at the menu here, you got health, science, home and garden, auto, tech, culture, money, lifestyles, entertainment, adventure, quizzes, all kinds of interesting things, how to clean a mouse pad, how to wipe out a hard drive, how to force a Mac to quit. There's so many things that it has. I could spend months just talking about them. And again, very interesting read. Again, if you want to kill some time and learn something simultaneously, kill time and learn something, not a bad deal. This would be one of the sites that I would highly recommend. Very nicely done. I like the adventure one, if cool or petty Australia, everyone lives down under the ground, that is, and this talks about underground homes. It's really interesting, and you know, how the Titanic works. So you get the general gist of how that works, and a very nice, interesting website. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoy the show. Stay safe, be healthy. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.